KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers. Radar does show some scattered shower activity, the most moderate between Adair and Fontenelle and Messina, skirting the interstate up around the Adair area and just south of there. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And in news from around the state this morning, over the past few weeks, Iowans may have spotted a bald man in a long orange robe walking along the highway, sidewalk, or a bike trail. The man, known as the Walking Monk, has completed his trip across the state and is heading into Nebraska now. Bitaki Marga says he took up the tradition of extreme walking some 20 years ago.
Well, I'm walking to connect with people and make a bit of a green statement. I'm trying to say maybe it's not a bad idea to use this body a little bit more for what it's meant for. It's meant for walking. You know, getting back to basics, so that's the message. Slow down. We're moving a little too fast. And take some time for self-reflection.
Swami says he spent the last 43 years as a Hare Krishna monk and started this latest walk in Boston. He's seen plenty of Iowa landscapes since mid-July while following the old Lincoln Highway route.
Lots of corn. I really enjoyed the bike trails. I find the people in the Midwest are really sweet. They're really nice to me. There's not going to be a strong judgmental attitude towards me, even though I'm wearing my orange robes, which is part of our tradition as a monk.
Swami says a sense of humor is key, as that orange robe has led him to being mistaken for a prison escapee several times along the way, and this is his first time walking across America.
People are just, they've been really nice, and if I can just say, if the big American dream is somewhere, I guess, seems to me so far, I've seen it's in Iowa, and it seems to me people are leading a pretty neat life.
His walking travels have taken him to Israel, Ireland, Trinidad, Guyana, and he's walked across Canada four times. Authorities in northwest Iowa say a human skull found earlier this year at the Raccoon River in southern Sac County is that of a Native American man who died hundreds of years ago. The skull was found July 11th on a sandbar in the river and was initially thought to be that of an adult white man. But Sac County Sheriff Ken McClure said in a statement that a forensic anthropologist has determined the skull is that of a 40 to 50-year-old man of American Indian ancestry who likely died more than a few hundred years ago. McClure said the skull will be returned to the Iowa State Medical Examiner. Deputies in Union County arrested a Madison County man on an OWI charge Thursday afternoon. Officials said Friday 31-year-old Joshua John Weeks of Maxburg was arrested at around 2 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and 169 near Afton. Weeks was charged with OWI third offense and driving while revoked. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Glenwood have arrested a man on a Mills County warrant. 29-year-old Jeffrey Nepple of Glenwood was arrested Thursday on the warrant charging him with two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs. His bond was set at $2,000. We're at the midpoint of summer now, but the summer travel season is almost over, as many kids will soon be returning to school. Gasoline prices in Iowa dropped 15 cents a gallon in the past month, and one fuel analyst says summer travel hasn't been this cheap in more than a decade. Gail Weinholzer of AAA Iowa says prices at the pump will likely stay low for the duration of the season.
We will go through the switchover, as we always do in the fall, from the summer to the winter-grade fuel. That also reduces prices.
Gas prices in Iowa are averaging $2.10 a gallon, down from $2.25 a month ago and down from $2.67 a year ago. Weinholzer predicts little change in the weeks to come.
The only thing to keep an eye on during this time frame, of course, is the hurricane season. As we know, that can be quite devastating to gas supply and crude oil supply in the United States.
She says that Hurricane Earl that swept through the Gulf of Mexico, across Mexico and parts of Central America this week, has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but that had little impact on U.S. oil operations in the Gulf. The national average price for gas is $2.12 a gallon. That's 2 cents higher than Iowa's average. Officials say repairs to courtrooms on the second floor of the Woodbury County Courthouse have been causing problems for scheduling trials. County officials met Thursday to discuss the repairs, which have caused officials to be short a courtroom. Repairs have been ongoing for several months after a marble window framing section fell off in a courtroom in April. More repairs in other courtrooms will be needed in the near future. Shane Walter, a county consultant for the repairs, estimates that each courtroom will likely need 2 months for work to be completed. Officials discussed efforts to get the courthouse in good shape for its 100th anniversary. County officials want to hold events to celebrate the building, which opened on March 31st of 1918. Authorities say two people have died in a crash of a small plane north of Indianola. The Warren County Sheriff Brian Voss said the two people died in the crash. It took place a few miles north of Indianola. It was reported around 11:40 a.m. Friday. The names of those killed have not yet been released, and the crash remained under investigation. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered all flags in Iowa to be flown at half staff from sunrise to sunset on Monday, August the 8th, to honor West Des Moines police officer Sean Miller, who was killed in the line of duty in the late afternoon of August 3rd. Officer Miller will be laid to rest on Monday. The governor's directive applied to all U.S. and state flags under control of the state. Flags will be at half staff on the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex and upon all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his running mate Mike Pence rallied with nearly 2,000 people in downtown Des Moines Friday afternoon. Trump called his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton the queen of corruption and accused her of being a weak Secretary of State.
After Hillary Clinton, the world went up in flames. Well, this is the legacy of Hillary Clinton. It's called death, destruction, chaos, and weakness.
In addition, Trump railed about the news coverage he's been getting.
It's so disgusting what's going on with the media. So disgusting. And we just can't let... That's why we have to win. We have to win. We have to win.
His 70-minute speech concluded with a request.
So let me just tell you. I hope you can get out on November 8th and vote for Trump.
Iowa is considered one of the few truly toss-up states in November's general election. Officials say a West Des Moines-based insurance company is cutting more than 70 jobs over the next 12 to 18 months. The Des Moines Register reports Guide One Insurance says it's going to stop providing home and auto insurance and put more focus on its commercial lines for churches, nonprofits, and senior living centers. Company spokeswoman Christy Gooding said the personal lines have been unprofitable for Guide One. The company has about 710 employees. Gooding says Guide One is planning job fairs for the affected workers who will also receive severance packages. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.